a beer don't start nothing but the party. Beer don't taste half as good in the city. Beer don't buzz with that hip hop cuz, but it damn sure does with a little nitty gritty. Beer don't bust its ass Monday to Friday. Beer don't wanna sit in a glass or slide in my way. We might drink way too many of them at the bar. People got their own opinion about how they think we are.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? We do have about a percent and a half of our listeners that are females. We also, at one point in time, had less than 1%, doesn't tell you the actual percent, of non-binary, non-specific, non-whatever the fuck you are. Thanks for listening. We're back with another episode, Laying Coin. Fifth episode of the season. We had our first Gamblers track last week in Vegas. We're going to do a recap. We're going to roll a little podcast clip in here for the first time, see how it goes. I think Zach's really onto something with that. We'll talk about how we can take stuff from last week, spit it into this week, use some data from last year, and we'll have an argument for it, which I think was a lot of our questions last week was, you know, what do we use? What can we use? What do we not care about? What do we care about? And then we're going to talk qualifying bets. We get qualifying bets back this week. We didn't cash last week, but we cashed the first 2 weeks. I think we cashed the Clash too. Maybe not. I may have made that up.
There was no qualifying for the Clash, or there was no bets because it was through like that stupid practice.
That's right. Oh yeah, duh. Of course. Yeah. So we'll get into qualifying. There's a 100-to-1 floating out there that I also like, but I can't get down because there's a certain book out there that's just being a bitch. So. Excited to be back to Phoenix. I think, you know, one of my arguments tonight is just there's guys that are good at spring and there's guys that are good in the fall and there's guys that are good at every single time we go there. So, I have four bets tonight and we'll get into that. We'll do a little grid rival at the end and, give some Xfinity bets. Cause I know Roars has got some Xfinity bets. So Roars, your head looks a little big over there. Almost like you won some money last weekend. How you
got my
money?
I got my Kyle motherfucking Rory hat on. Yeah. As my man SC would say. Of course. Imagine that. Rory betting on fucking Larson.
Hey. Yeah, I bet on Larson too because of you. You texted me like 30 minutes before the race, like, hey, did you get your Larson ticket? I'm like, all right, I'll take the Larson
ticket. You didn't drop the hammer, though. You said you was dropping the hammer.
I didn't drop the hammer. I should have. Dude, those Reddick tickets were looking so sexy, Zach. I was keeping up with the Discord. Zach's like Reddick 14-1, and then like 30 minutes later, it's like Reddick more 14-1 or 16-1, whatever it was. And I'm like, push button, click, bet saved, gone through, bet placed. Man, that was we've had three incredible races to start the season. I thought last week was incredible to watch. And yeah, there's, you know, the aero blocking sucks we can't do anything about it. We can't throw our panties in a wad about it. There were still guys coming through the field. We saw Byron, we saw Reddick pass a bunch of cars. We saw some comers and goers. So, Rory, what did you think about the race? You had Larson, of course, 3.5, maybe 3:30. I don't know, maybe more than that with an odds boost. How'd you do? What'd you think of the race?
I thought it was pretty damn good. Actually, I would have won more money if Reddick would have won. I was perfectly fine right there at the end if Reddick would have got around him. But I don't know. I was having a Sunday. I was up at the damn casino playing slots. The old lady told me to play a leprechaun machine. So then I find a leprechaun machine with the race on, like pre-race on over top of it. Starts running a little hot, and I'm like, all right, it's time to hit Larson now. I was like, she didn't already said Larson's winning today too. So I was like, we're just going to ride her luck. But wish I'd have had more on it. Used the old boost on 365. I think got it up to 450, something like that for one of them for a unit. And the other one was just regular. So we'll take it.
Well, we made some money last week. I think the Ross Chastain top 10 saved my ass. Thank God for the two tire stop at the end. Finally, something goes our way. Well,
Red Dog top five. I shouldn't say that. I told you to take that. I was
yep,
like,
yeah, that was a good pick. I love that. That saved the day. Reddick top five plus 170, I think I got it at. And Chastain top 10. We squeaked out a couple $100 profit. So got my ass kicked in Xfinity. Allgaier, he had the car and then he didn't have the car. And then he would get the second. He couldn't do anything with it. And then pit crew just losing three or four stops, places a stop, and just. It wasn't the answer. So I thought that was also a pretty good race. Zach, thoughts on Vegas weekend? Did we make some money? How do we do? And then I want to get into what we learned last week.
Yeah. I won John Hunter for the Xfinity. So I won that. Cup race, did not win. I usually only bet to win. And that's probably a flaw and probably something I need to look more into. Because I had second, third, fourth, and fifth at the end of the race. I think like 12, 15, 20, and 25 to 1. That kind of sucked at the end. But
the power rankings, post-practice and qualifying, Larson, Byron, Reddick, Blaney, Chastain. And I think you told me that four of the top five finished in the top five. Yeah. Everybody but Byron, basically.
Everyone but trash bag. So maybe if we don't get a trash bag. Right.
Tyrone slid into the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. The rankings were pretty good. I need to spread out my bets a little more. I think, you know, explore some top threes and top fives. So I'm going to look into doing a little more of that this week.
Well, I will tell you. Sure, absolutely. Because that you've always said that's when the power rankings are dialed in. That's when, you know, we might be suffering a little bit on some CLV, but the power rankings speak for themselves. So, yeah, absolutely. I will say this. You've been so good at picking winners, whether it be live, whether it be after practice and qualifying. And qualifying winners, that why change it up? Like, I guess if you're smart enough to be able to look at the power rankings, look at the odds, look at the drivers and be like, all right, I think I could use the same mentality that I'm going to use for outrights and use it for maybe a top three or top five. I think that's, you're very capable of that, but I also don't want you to, you know, go looking for something that's not broken, you know?
No, I think just more using those instead of only betting winners, betting some top threes to cover, you know, instead of, you know, I didn't have any winners on Sunday. I had, you know, five losers because I had Bubba and Ty Gibbs. Thanks DraftKings for leaving open during practice. So I got those at like 20 and 25. And then Reddick, I bet Sunday morning. And the other ones I got live and it's just. It doesn't when you have no winning, like that just sucked. So I think I probably should have had a Reddick top three or a Reddick top five ticket because I was pretty, you know, I really liked Reddick. So I probably should have those, is what I'm saying. God,
Reddick
more
so
more
good.
Things like that. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, and I think so. I did it last week with Byron. I probably should have done it with Chastain, but I did it with Byron. You know, I had a pretty substantial outright wager on him, and then I loved his top five number. And I'm doing the same thing this week. So you'll have to find out who that driver is here in a little bit. But I don't think it's a bad idea. If you love a guy to win, just take his top five number. You're most likely in like 90% of cases going to get plus money. You're going to get a plus 140, a plus 120. Bet Rivers has some hellacious top five odds this week on literally everybody. They beat the market, the entirety of the market. Bet Rivers is good this week, but they're being a little bitch. You know, I used to bet with them in Illinois. I'm in Maryland, you know, right outside of DC, in the smack dead middle of DC and Baltimore. Shout out Rye. I made the bed between shows, so you're welcome. Don't worry about all this trash over here. It's just water bottles and shit. Anyway, I'm in Maryland, and they have, you know, every book known to man except for Hard Rock, so I can't use my balance. That sucks. But Bet Rivers wants me to verify my damn ID, my identity, and it's been sitting on pending for over 24 hours. So I can't get down on qualifying bets. I can't get down on the best top five numbers that we're going to talk about here. But anyway, Bet Rivers is slowly being added to the shit list, even though I love Bet Rivers. But if I can't bet with him, it's going to be a real issue. So, Zach, you said that you've ran into this problem with one or two other books where they just – it's almost like they just don't even want your action.
Yeah, I've had that problem with Betfred and also Bet Rivers where they just say – like, you give them everything. You give them the front of your license, the back of your – you know, they everything they want, and then they still say they can't verify you. So,
yeah.
Like, I've never made a Betfred bet because when I tried to sign up, they said, we can't verify you. So yeah. I was never limited there. I was just never even given an opportunity to bet there.
It's weird. I might have to, I'm going to reach out to customer service, see if they can do anything about it. But all right. So Vegas, you know, it was so weekend for the Land Coin boys. Rory, I think, had the best weekend out of all of us. But I want to talk about what we learned from Vegas that we can take for the rest of the season and also this week. Vegas and Phoenix have nothing in common except for they're both on the West Coast. That's about it. There's nothing else that is a commonality between them. But, Zach, I'm going to let you take this from here, but just I want to give my quick two cents. I don't think that this new tire is going to make that big of a difference because when has a tire change ever made a big difference? It didn't last week in Vegas. And this new package, we already went through this. We did it last year with the 30% more downforce or less downforce, whatever it was. Doesn't matter. Didn't affect anything. So, I think that it just screams data to be used from previous years, historic data. So, Zach, this is your idea. I want to let you take it and run with it.
Yeah, we're going to try this out, see if it works. So I just felt like all offseason we were all like, oh, I don't know about those new Toyota bodies, or I don't know about those new Ford bodies. And we were all worried, you know, they're going to blow past Chevy and you know, take them over. And it seems like we were worrying about nothing. And I watch a lot of the Driver podcast, and I believe Denny is a pretty good source of information on there. So I wanted to see if we could bring this clip up. Let's see. We're going to listen. We don't know if it's going to work. Okay. We're going to try.
You don't know
it
shit about fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Roll the clip. We're going to try.
We're going to try this. We're going to see what happens. And let's see. So hold on. Here we go. Oh boy. We got that far.
Hey. I see Denny's face.
All right.
All right. Let's try
it. It's 8 minutes, but we're not going to listen to it all.
I don't know. Is that when we create a new body, NASCAR limits how good that body can be. So it's very, very difficult for each manufacturer to hit the mark because they made the mark, which you cannot be better as the Chevrolet.
That's such a funny
Chevrolet
line.
Chevrolet has the most downforce, and it has to be okay. So Ford had the least amount of drag. When we tested next gen cars a couple years ago, the bodies of the cars, Ford had the least amount of drag, and Chevy had the most amount of downforce. So they said from this point on in submission, when you build a new car, make it fit, you know, the OEM's template of what they want for their, you know, their production car, but you're never going to be allowed to be better than the Chevy.
So what that says to me is
speaking like a true crybaby.
Oh my God.
He's always crying about some shit.
You need some help here. Get it off the screen. Are we going to listen to more of it?
No, I'm just trying to freaking, my mouse is all over the place. There we go. No. All right. So to me, we worried way too much. He goes on further and describes stuff. To me, it sounds like Toyota is a little more closer to Chevy now, and Ford's still, hey, we want to be the fastest on the super speedways. He even says like on the mile and a half, they're going to be great in qualifying. So we should take that information and use it. Should take the information from last year and use it. I'm saying all the data that we have, let's not even worry about these new bodies. I would say that the tires are probably going to be more of a factor than the new bodies.
And I sure as hell hope, and I think I while I just said that I don't think it's going to make a difference, I do think that the tires, I mean, that's where the car hits the pavement. It's where the rubber hits the road, okay? I do think if there's one way to quick fix something, it's to mess with the tires. Now, we've gotten in some hot shit at certain tracks with these right side tires, but we'll see. But I completely agree, Zach, what you and what Denny are saying and what I just alluded to about the package and the tires. Absolutely use the previous data that we have, because it literally screamed 2022 last week in Vegas. I mean, Larson, Byron, Reddick,
Blaney.
Yeah, Blaney was really good on mile and a half. Chastain was pretty good. It was the usual suspects that we've seen time and time again. Yeah, 22. I mean, you could go back 2022. It doesn't matter. Basically, 22. Zach's model is using all this data. I used a bunch of just NLD speed rankings, average running position, all that type stuff that we used later in the season. I used it last week, and I bet we – listen, whether we won or lost, we bet on the fastest cars. That's what Chris Worm always talks about. Was that a good bet? Would you re-bet that? Absolutely. Every single one of us would re-bet Tyler Reddick 10 out of 10 times, right? The Byron bets. If you had any sort of bet on Byron, you loved your chances. The trash bag. What are you gonna do? There's a Coors Light stuck in some filter. I don't know if that was bullshit or not, but it's just we bet on the right guys. Larson's just a mastermind. Cliff Daniels is just absolutely ridiculously out of his mind. But moral of the story is, I agree with Denny. I'm hashtag all in on Denny. But the Chevrolets are gonna be fast. And we saw the Toyotas. We saw Truex in the top five. We saw Hamlin hang in the top five for a while. We obviously saw Reddick. We don't know what Bubba had. I had a 20-1 ticket on in him too, pre-practice and qualifying. And just saw the clip today that they literally had to cut the lug off, which is pretty wild. But yeah, so that was just the words of affirmation. That is the second time I've said that in the last hour and a half, which I don't know why, but it's nice to confirm your beliefs, confirm your opinions, and we're gonna follow that up with this week. I don't know what I'm trying to say. We're gonna use the same shit that we used last week this week, and we think it's gonna work. So, let's talk about the elephant in the room here, if you guys don't mind, the shitbox of the century. I tweeted out last night, I am hereby retired. Right hand on the Bible, hand up in the air. I solemnly swear to tell nothing but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. I am retired from legal shitboxes. All right. We had him beat all day. The average running position was like, it was only two spots better, but it was still better. Whatever colleague decided to do with running 15 laps long at the end of the race to try to pull some bullshit, like, okay, I get it, but like, you really fucked me, dude. And even Derek Krause staying out an extra, I think it was 14 laps. I think he stayed out 14 laps past everybody else. And he only lost by half a second. Obviously it's a loser. I lost a substantial amount of money. I told everybody early in the week to go jump on it. They also lost a substantial amount of money. It was not a good weekend for your boy when it comes to shitbox matchups, which is very unfortunate. And I also had double the amount of money that I had on Krause. I had double that on Zane Smith over Harrison Burton. And Zane Smith looked very, very respectable. I think he was anywhere between he wasn't as good as Josevar and LaJoy. But I think the ceiling on him was probably like 16th, 18th, and I think that the floor on him was like a 25th place car. I think he was much better than a 25th place car. But Harrison Burton's just absolute total dog shit. I mean, he ran in the top.
He sucks. 20. Is he the ran worst in the top driver? 22. Is he the worst driver in Cup?
Yes, absolutely. He ran in the top 22, like 20th, 22nd for like the first stage, and then he was like 25th, 27th. And then when the last stage came, he was literally 30th. He was the last car on the lead lap for a majority of that race. So he stunk. Sucks that Zane got up into the wall and went however many laps down. So I lost my ass on shitbox matchup. So the legals, done. Done. Not touching them. Don't send me a screenshot. Don't ask me my opinion on it because I'm out. Retired.
You know why he stayed out, right?
Why?
I'm sure he got on TV for leading that one lap, and that probably the sponsor was probably like, "Oh yeah, man, you get us one lap out there, that's an extra $1,000."
I thought they were staying out chasing trophies.
Oh, no.
They don't give out trophies for that part of the field,
dude. When he like, obviously, usually you're really excited when your driver that you bet on is leading the race. In that instance, I want you to be anywhere but leading the race. You could be anywhere else. I would rather you be on pit road than leading the fucking race. No, that was disgusting. But yeah, you're probably right, Zach. Rory, sorry to cut you off. I just wasn't done. Harrison Burton is a lit on fire bag of dog shit is what he is of a driver. Like, you can't tell me that that RFK is getting anything better than what Woodbros are getting. You can, I mean, there's just no way that, I mean, and front row, did I say RFK? Front row is completely walking the dog with Wood Brothers Racing. And there's, I just refuse to believe they're getting better equipment than Harrison Burton and the 21. So yeah, he sucks like my asshole. Stinks.
I really thought they were going to try somehow to get Zane Smith into that car, but I guess Ford
let him go.
Didn't want to fucking keep him. Kept Harrison Burton.
That's, yeah, it's weird.
Do we need to talk about it again? Money, 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 money.
It's just like Toyota let Jesse Love get away. Like, they weren't going to put him in it. They were going to make him run ARCA again.
Why do you not put him in the 18 or the 19? Or the 19 or the 20, I mean. That's what I don't get.
I don't know.
Sponsorship. That's what I mean. It had to be sponsorship. Obviously, he's running the wheeling car. So
yeah, well, that's you know, not a, you don't have to bring the wheeling sponsorship. That's like, you know, already there.
That's right. That's in. What I'm saying. Maybe that's why Toyota was like,
they said they couldn't off. You know, they told him they said like when they asked them like, how did you let him get away? They said we couldn't offer him what he got. So they couldn't offer him an Xfinity ride. They said.
Wow. Well, yeah, so he was going to go ARCA. Good move by Jesse Love. Obviously, it's worked out so far. Yeah, he
looked good.
He is okay, Vegas. I mean, he wasn't special. He was like eighth, 10th.
Rookie. He's a rookie.
Fair. Also, I just reminded me, I just heard the guy next to me just do something outrageous. This guy's been the loudest motherfucker of all time. Or these walls are just thin as shit. I woke up at like 6 a.m. hungover shit this morning, and dude just, I don't know, I thought he was throwing up at first. I'm like, damn, sucks to be that guy. And then he starts just hawking loogies, and I hear every second of it, and I'm like, dude, this shit awful. So I hope you like betting on NASCAR if you can hear me, buddy, because that's all you're going to be hearing for the next hour. So if you guys hear it through the microphone, I mean, what? This is the fucking worst hotel I've ever stayed in. King size bed. I slept pretty well.
Oh, man.
All right. What else we got in Vegas? I think we just about covered it. We're not the best, or I am not the best host to reflect. I like, you know, I don't really talk about my bets that much reflecting back. I probably should do it more, but maybe we'll make that a mainstay, because I feel like it's, you know, we can't just be talking about what we're going to bet. Then, well, I guess we put it out on Twitter. But anyway, yeah, we made a couple $100. So three weekends, three profitable weekends, looking to make it four in a row. And all right, why don't we just jump into it? Old Phoenix, let me make a mental timestamp for that fucking nerd that was asking for timestamps. 23:51. We're going to start talking bets. All right. You nerds out there. 23:51. So why not start with qualifying? It's the first thing on the menu this weekend. And it's
you still can't go by the damn timestamp, though, because you never know where we're going.
Very true. Which is like, I'm never going to take the time to do that, because
I don't think he cares anymore. I don't think he cares anymore.
Yeah, he ain't listening.
Yeah, he's probably not.
And if you are, kick rocks. I hope you stub your toe. And I'm not in the business to create enemies. None of us are. But, like, don't be coming in here and talking some dumb shit, all right? Just, like, listen, we like to have fun. We don't give a fuck about anything. Just don't be an idiot. Don't be a dumbass. Don't be an asshole. Just, like,
come don't on. Tell me you want to argue because it's Tuesday and you're bored.
And you're like, come on. Just get the fuck
and then when I look at your Twitter history, it's just, like, you've trolled every, like, name a NASCAR provider, data, DFS gambling, he's trolling them. So, like, I mean, yeah, that's his life.
Sounds congrats. Like all he right. needs a girlfriend to argue with.
I'll give him mine, an old one. Shit, I should have said that. Fuck.
God. Yeah, that's probably damn it. That was
oh what was that time stamp?
Jesus Christ. That was a terrible idea. Well,
all right, I'm not editing.
Yeah, good idea, Zach.
All right, so I got four this week. There are head-to-heads are back on Caesars.
Whoa.
I did not get one because Caesars did a much better job of matching up drivers. There is one that is way off that I would have bet, but it was minus 160 the first time I saw it. And when I circled back to maybe bet it at that number, it was already at like minus 200. And that's Suarez over Burton. It's not a super slam dunk. They do have pretty close starting position averages here at Phoenix. And I'm really focusing just on Phoenix more than using other comp track. I think Phoenix, you can use some Richmond if you want. But to me, Phoenix is Phoenix. Most of these short flat tracks are their own beast.
Stop you right there?
Yeah.
What are your? I'm the only reason I'm asking is because I'm just a little shocked that this matchup wasn't even talked about. But I'm sure you had your eye on it. What about this Eric Jones Austin Cindric matchup?
So the Jones Cindric one, they will be have the same track because they go out. One goes out 10th, and the other goes out 13th in the same group. If you think Eric Jones of last year shows up, I would bet Eric Jones. He should slam dunk beat Austin Cindric in qualifying. Unfortunately, Eric Jones and Legacy have been dog shit at qualifying this year.
Terrible.
So I can't put my faith in that. About it. If you can tell me that Jones was in the final group both races last year, Cindric was not. But I just can't bet. I have no faith in Legacy right now, so I just can't do it. The big group, the one is Suarez over Burton. Burton goes out third overall. Suarez goes out 32nd overall, but the number is just so ridiculous. It's not worth betting.
The one that I like,
parlay,
I like Logano matchups over Chase.
Yeah, you can. You can qualify him if you want. The Logano Chase one, Chase is going in group A and Logano is going in group B. So it's going to have a different track condition. So you're guessing on who's going to where's that going to fall? Do you think it's going to be in the end of group A or the end of group B? I just really didn't like any of them, so I just went with straight pull bets. Let me get my stats up for that.
I might have to take a little Suarez and something else in a parlay. I'm feeling it. Go ahead, Zach.
So Byron is my first guy I bet. He is he has an average starting position of here at Phoenix of 3.75. He has a pull, two-thirds, and an eighth. I just think he's the best. I mean, I like Byron's number one in my Xfinity model. He's number one in my qualifying model. He's number one in my to win model. Byron, I just think it should have a lot, a really good car this weekend. It should be up front. The other driver I like is Hamlin. He has an average start position here of 7.75, and that's due to one bad 21st place starting spot at the fall Phoenix of 22. But in the spring Phoenix, he has a second place and a second place starting spot. So I figured we'd go with Denny there. The numbers aren't great. Rivers has them. I think you can still get them right now at 5 for Byron and 7 for Hamlin. I also think, hey, maybe Chase Briscoe finds how he was in 2022 here. He qualified 6th and 3rd, I believe, and he won the first race here in the next gen. I just think maybe he's going to find some of that magic, and at 20-1, it was worth it for me. So I put a little on that. And then speaking of just a little bet, taking a chance, just call it a hunch, in the 10 car. And Noah, coming off of last week, I just think he's a really good wheel man. I don't feel like he's going to win, but I think we might have a chance with this. I think he might get us in the final group, and we might have a chance. So at 100-1, I'm going to take that chance, you know, just a couple buck bet just to see if he can do it.
Noah's plus 3,000 on fucking Bet Rivers.
Yeah, that's absurd. I'm sure he's still available at 100 somewhere. There's no way that everyone trusted him.
Denny's 5 now.
Yeah, okay. I saw that.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let me pull up. Let me make sure. I love Gregson. So I would love to bet to Gregson. 100-1, but Bet Rivers, not that he's 100-1 there. Well, we already talked about it. Yeah, Noah Gregson's 75-1 on Caesars. So I usually place all my qualifying bets right before we start the pod. Zach, I'm like, Zach, what are the bets? He's like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, all right, let me go look for it. Log into Bet Rivers because I'm in Maryland. At all the, assuming that my identity is going to be fine. I have money in there. I've bet with them through Illinois. It's the same app, and it still says pending verification. So I am not down on poll bets. I don't have any money in anything else, and I would rather not deposit anymore because all my money's in Hard Rock, so which I can't use up here. But would you still bet Hamlin at 5? Would you bet Byron and Hamlin at 5?
I wouldn't bet them both at 5. I'd pick one.
Yeah, I agree. If you can get Hamlin at that 7 number, maybe even a 650, probably worth it. But betting two guys at 5-1, that's tough. That's a tough one.
And Byron and Hamlin, also why I like them, they're both in Group A. And then Briscoe and Noah are both in Group B. And they both, like Hamlin goes, then Byron's going to go. Briscoe goes, and then Gregson's going to go. So I kind of I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we, Rory, you got anything to add there before we start talking bets for this weekend?
No, I'm not very energetic tonight.
I know, dude. Rory's been battling the shit the last couple, or I guess the last week or so. So cut him some slack. We appreciate him being on. I'm still battling this fucking hangover from last night. Golly, dude. I tore one up, tied one off on a Tuesday night. Listen, you're on a work trip. See, Roy's not even drinking, dude. He's drinking out of a freaking coffee cup, whatever the hell he's
tea.
Drinking. Oh, wow.
Tea.
Yeah,
elderberry.
Make feel good there.
Yeah, you want to go see Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, so yeah, why don't we just work this in? So I'm staying in Laurel, Maryland, which is like 30 minutes from DC, 30 minutes from Baltimore, right smack dab in the middle. So I get my happy ass in Uber. I haul ass down to DC, have a couple drinks before I go, get down there, have a couple more drinks, grab some sushi at this fireplace. And then one thing led to another. I was drinking dirty martinis, Tito's. And we're like, should we just go to the White House? We're like, fuck it. Let's go to the White House. So we take a mile walk, took us about 20 minutes. Stumbling through downtown DC, we made it to Sleepy Joe's front yard. There's a homeless encampment outside. I should have taken a picture of it that I did not. There's like 6 police officers just walking around the street, not giving a fuck. These guys, their homeless encampment is literally up against the fence of Joe's front yard. So, you know, obviously he doesn't ever come out there, but would be nice for him to see a little bit. They had political signs all over the like the tent and shit, and it was just stereotypical, that's for sure. I can tell you this place is really fun, but if you're looking to stay out of politics, don't come here because it's fucking everywhere. It is, dude, they got the streets painted, every corner there's United for Biden and this and that. And like, yeah, if you're trying to stay away from politics, don't come to DC. That was probably like a given, but like, I had no idea. It's like just a major city. I don't know. Anyway, had a great time. Got drunk as shit. Got back to the hotel well after midnight. And yeah, I think we're going to do the same shit tomorrow night. So stay tuned for some drunk tweets. Rory, you got some Xfinity bets, huh?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Little Gator top five plus 100.
Oh, that's who I did the outright top five bet with. Still didn't fucking work. Go ahead.
That's because he threw it away.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for a bounce back this week. Gator gets his first top five of the year at a place he's pretty damn good at. Hopefully he can avoid bad luck and the shit and speeding and maybe the pit crew fucking get their act together this week. But I think he's going to have a fast car.
I just have a sour taste in my mouth about Allgaier. I'm looking at odds right now, and this shit's out of whack, dog. I'm not going to bet 365. I mean, obviously, we got Byron in the field. Custer, Allgaier, Nemechek are all up there. Chandler Smith, for whatever reason, is 7-1 on bet 365. Sammy Smith is, and Sheldon Creed, for whatever the fuck reason, are 8-1. I understand Sammy Smith cashed my over half a win last year at this race. Doesn't warrant an 8-1. Then you got two more guys at 10-1 or less, Herbst and Almirola. But here's where it gets fun. Allmendinger at 14-1 and Sam Mayer at 20-1. Also, Brandon Jones at 40-1. I think those are great sprinkle bets before practice and qualifying.
Yeah, I was looking at Brandon. Them. I was looking at that Jones top five plus 600. I may.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to sprinkle that coming in.
Yeah.
I lost much. I lost so much on Jones last year.
I know, he's an asshole. That's the only
we even got you to bet him at Super Speedways.
Yeah, I lost so like I was like, oh, this is his track. He's gonna He just
you're done. Cross you off the list.
Cross him off the list.
All right. Well, I'm about to go lay me a little Brandon Jones top five action right here. Yeah, I'm getting 5-1. That's getting bet. And bet. Love that bet. And then also I'm going to bet Allmendinger. Oh, my God. Allmendinger's 18-1. Oh, my God. Just go bet it. It doesn't matter.
No.
You guys are crazy, dude.
You really don't want
dude,
that.
Hey, who owns the car? That bet last week that we're all
yes,
talking about?
You're correct.
Who owns
that
car? Who owns the car you want to bet on now?
The same guy.
Do you have any faith in that guy is spending money to win races this year?
In the Xfinity Series? Yeah. Done with him in the Cup Series. Done. Dunzo. Done.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. Listen, now, it's a sprinkle.
When SVG, I don't want to hear the people are like, oh, when SVG's in it. Yeah, that's a track house car. It's not going to be the same car. And maybe when AJ's in it at a road course, it might be a different car. But everywhere else, like, they prove they're the back half, the back four. They're in the back four with the other two, with the two wear cars, unless the 44 shows up or BJ McLeod shows up.
And the 21. Don't forget about the 21.
And the 21 is right there with them, man.
I'm done with calling Cup. You don't have to worry about that, but I am not done with calling Xfinity, and I'm betting AJ Allmendinger. Listen, for a few shekels, just like it's going to be a little
How
more than your
Greg's.
I mean, he had a decent run. I'm going to say top five. I don't know exactly where he finished, but I know he was up there for a little bit of it. Qualified well, too, which is not that matters in Xfinity, but 18-1 is just a hellacious number. 40-1 on Jones, hellacious number, and 20-1 on Sam Mayer is also ridiculous. So yes, I plan on burning that money. Byron's in the field, Nemechek's in the field, Custer's good. I think the 98's going to be good too. I mean, Gator, can't count him out. There's just probably 7 or 8 guys that I wouldn't be shocked if they went out and won the race. So, but it's the best series in the world. Don't ever forget
He got sixth last week. So yeah, that's not that bad.
Close. Do you have his ARP pulled up by chance?
1 second. Hold on.
Rory, so your only bet so far is old Gator top five, huh?
Yeah.
Xfinity?
I could go for some Sam Mayer.
Yeah. And Zach, you're strictly lower series after practice qualifying, right? For the most part.
Unless there's like a lot of value. His average was sixth.
Okay. AJ. I mean, not great, but I think that doesn't warrant 18-1 at Phoenix. I mean, I don't know. I don't know shit about AJ Allmendinger at Phoenix and the Xfinity rate car.
He's not really that good here.
Now you're gonna make me look it up. AJ Allmendinger.
He's not.
We're gonna find
out. Where did he finish the year that he made it?
Seventh and fifth in 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they were running a hell of a lot better in 22 than they are now.
Probably. I'm not going to argue with that. I think that's probably right. Yeah. Fifth and seventh. His best finish is fifth at Phoenix in an Xfinity car. So I see your point. Doesn't qualify well here. Started 16th and 17th, but
I feel like the Brandon Jones, like you can back it up with some stuff, but the AJ, like Brandon Jones, he's fifth in my model. I mean, AJ's 12th and Brandon Jones is 40th, 40-1 and AJ's 16-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm gonna end up betting fucking Brandon.
Fifth in the model.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. He's got a win here back in 2020 for JGR. He's got a couple thirds. He's got a second, and he hadn't done shit since he's been with JRM here. But he has had some stage finishes in the top 10, but no finishes in the top 10. I like B. Jones. I didn't realize that he was fifth in the model, too. That's music to my ears, kid. Wow.
Yeah.
Who else is up there? Wow, Sheldon Creed, third? Holy cannoli, huh?
He's finished well here.
Whoa. Let's
see. Sheldon Creed. The last two races here, third and second.
Whoa. Did not know that. Would
this
you look
where
at
he
that?
Finally wins the first one.
Well, I ain't
probably
betting
not
on him because I'm not taking. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, dude. That dude was a fucking shitbox last week. He's running 18th, dude. It's terrible. Yeah.
I lost all faith in him after last week. Terrible. Almirola was beating him. And Almirola even said, like, before the race, this is basically just a test session. I'm just going to go out there and try to figure it out and get ready for next week. Yeah. I'll feel more comfortable, you know, next week.
Mop the floor with him.
Whooped his ass. I don't know what Creed's deal is.
Yeah, that was terrible. All right. Let's talk cup bets. We're moving right along. As you can tell, I don't know if you guys can tell. Obviously, you can tell with Rory. He's a little banged up, but we're also a little banged up. So, you know, show's moving right along. So, listen, hey.
I got a whole house of sick people. I'm still I've been sick since Friday. It's never ending.
By the way, Zach put all this content out, did all the power rankings, all the shit, and he was literally on his deathbed. He's like, woke up, sent us text, put all the shit together, and then he's like, all right, guys, talk tomorrow. So, thank you, Zach, for doing that.
Didn't even watch the truck race.
I know.
NyQuil City, man.
It's pretty lit, though. I'm not going to lie. Truck race is fun to watch.
What, NyQuil?
God, Tay Gray, dude. Fuck. Tay Gray. Come on. That'd
NyQuil
been so fun.
Is lit.
All right. Roars, you want to go first?
What are we doing?
Cup bets. Cup race bets.
All right.
Timestamp?
Well, I'm one of those. I'm one of those assholes that jumped on Tyrone real quick and drove his number down. So, yeah. I mean,
so
I
40, that's a huge – that's not available anywhere, right? There's no way.
No.
It's he's boosted on Caesars to
– like 18.
18, I think.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's a joke.
Yeah.
18 on probably Caesars. He's probably not going to win, but at 40 – the way that car has been running, I mean, I had to get some. Am I getting any at 18, 20? No. Like,
yeah,
definitely not. It was more of a numbers play just to open up. Hell, you never know. He might be up there in the top five. It opens up some of your live betting. You already got him at a great number. So, just more of a more. I would have liked to have had top five on him at that 40-1 pricing.
That'd be like 5 or 6 to 1 at least, right? Yeah. That'd have been nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would have rather had.
I like Ty Gibbs. I do. I think he's got a high ceiling this year. I bet on him to win a race. It's a pretty substantial wager. But just to play devil's advocate, I like to play, especially at 40. It's a no-brainer. Put some shekels on it. But he's been dog shit at Phoenix. I mean, I think his best NLD speed's 15th. I don't remember what his best finish is, but it can't be that good. Let's see.
I'll look for that to change this week.
Yeah, why not? 40-1? Fuck it. Yeah, his best finish is 15th, too. Oh, no. Best finish is 21st at Phoenix. But
what is
but
it?
Yeah,
is
like we're.
He only had one race.
Two or three wins in Xfinity here.
Yeah, definitely the one he won the championship.
Yeah. I'm pretty confident in him. I think they're putting the shit underneath him this year. I called it earlier this year. And I think he's got the experience under him. Now it's time to let him loose. That was a hell of a drive last week. Up to the field, get all the way back to fucking fifth. I mean, that car was fucking flying.
It was very methodical race by Tyrone Gibblets. And kid can drive a fucking race car. As much as I used to hate him, he's coming around on me. You know, I'm not a fan of Ty Gibbs, but
at least he
I'm
speaks to you or acknowledges you at the racetrack. That was funny.
Yeah, who did it? Well, Harvick didn't have a choice, buddy.
Yeah, Harvick had to. No, I hollered. I hollered it.
Yeah, Rory literally tackled him.
Hell yeah! What's up, dude? Go get him. Had to see Happy off. Ain't gonna get to see him no more.
I know, big sad. All right, well,
I mean, I'm on the group play with all of y'all. I mean, we're going to play number one in the model at 800, Willie B. I like Byron here. I mean, what's not to like? I mean, him and Larson, tit for tat, have piled up a lot of laps led, running their average running position is top five. At least in the next gen here, more than likely.
I don't have a scroller for mine because I only have one bet, and it's Byron. I figured since Rory was on it, but I'll jump in and add some stats.
Yeah.
Here's Byron's average running position last year at Phoenix. 2.5, 3.3. Sign me
Fuck.
Up.
Fuck.
And when I look at the model and I compare it to how it was last week and how much it liked Larson, it likes Byron just as much this week.
Dude, it's like it's 1.05. Can you even get a better number than one?
You can go lower than one, but I don't think
you can.
Like that's got to be like Kyle Busch truck territory. Yeah, it's very, okay. Very hard to get under one.
But you're right. This is exactly what Larson looked like last week. Obviously, Larson's second in the power rankings, but Byron's number one. I'm also all over Byron. Rory texted us Tuesday and said, listen, boys, Byron's 8-1 on Hard Rock. I made a couple texts. We got down big on Byron. I'm also big on his top five. And his worst finish the last three races at Phoenix has been sixth. He won the race in the spring a year ago. Then I think he finished fourth in the fall. But over the last 2 years, so the four races at Phoenix, overall, he's second in average running position, second in average finish. He's led a shitload of laps. I think the two races last year, he led like 159 laps, won the race. It was a late caution because I'm still licking my wounds over here from Larson top three, which is just an absolute fucking travesty. I think the stat was 97.3% of the laps he was in the top three, and then just late caution fucks the whole thing up, finishes fourth. But I love Byron. Plus 145 on Bet Rivers if I could fucking get down on it, but I can't. So I got down on plus 120 on William Byron. And I'm doing this whole thing again. I'm going to have a big outright wager on Byron. And then let's just use fake numbers here. If I have $500 on Byron, I'm going to put probably $400 to $450 on Byron to finish top five to cover my bet and make a little money if I could get down to 145. So I don't just think it's a bad idea. Go ahead, Zach.
One more stat for Byron.
Yeah.
He had one bat. I'm only using next gen. I don't really look at what happened in the old car. So four races in the next gen here. His worst finish is 18th, right? The other ones are 6th, 1st, and 4th. Mm-hmm. The race that he finished 18th, his average running position, 5.7.
Yeah,
so
nuts.
It's not like he was having a bad race. Like something happened, obviously. So I'm a big fan of him this week.
I don't know that all three of us have ever been on this same bet this early in the week before. Right. I mean,
yeah.
And we all, I mean, Roy sent the text, but we all kind of were feeling it anyway.
Yeah, I was waiting because I think when he opened on Caesars, he was like 650. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want that. I kind of want it like a 750 or an 8. And I waited and you know, people are hammering those high numbers. So it brings the other guys a little closer, a little higher. So I waited. Rory's like, hey, he's at 8. Boom. We've all moved. So we're all on.
I think he's still available. Still available at 7.5. I can't remember if it was Caesars or DraftKings. One of the two still has 7.5. I'd take that. I would still take 7.5. I think it's a good
Caesars
bet.
Has 7.5.
Yeah, go bet it at Caesars.
Rivers
7.5.
Is still 8.
There you go. Really? Go bet at Rivers.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah,
I just happened to notice that.
I knew that.
Get some of that.
Yeah, bet Rivers. Would be nice if we could bet at 8-1 again, but we'll have to wait. I'll be back down on the motherland Friday night back in Florida, so that'll be before practice qualifying. So that'd be good. I also bet Brad Keselowski top 10 plus 110. And Rory, if you remember from the fall race last year, Bubba Wallace was almost added to the canceled list because there were literally 6 or 7 laps left in the entirety of the 2023 season. Brad Keselowski is in like 8th. Bubba Wallace is in 9th. Bubba Wallace decides that one spot really fucking mattered, even though anything outside the top 4 didn't fucking matter. And Brad Keselowski backs it into the wall.
And cost us a fucking pile of fucking money.
Piles, shovels. We would have been shoveling money had Brad Keselowski finished in the top 10.
Yeah.
Fucking Nimrod, Bubba Wallace.
We had the whole Mike Mack 20-1 top 10.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun too. So I want to talk about Brad for a second. He's 14th in the power rankings. And if I had to guess the reason, it's probably because his finishes have been dog doo-doo, which is a little bit misleading. So in the spring, go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, come on. You know we don't use loop data. So his finish position does not go into the model at all.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, shit, buddy.
Fuck. Uh-huh. Shit, fuck. Well, let me give you my argument, and then I want your side of it. So he had NLD speed of 6th in the spring last year, 12th in the fall, and he would have finished top 10 in both of those races had it not been for the late caution and Bubba Wallace's front bumper. So even in the spring, he had an average running position of 6.3. I'd say that's safe to say he was going to finish in the top 10 had that late caution not come out. I don't know where he was running, but I guarantee he was in the top 10. And then he was running 8th with 6 to go, and Bubba Wallace wrecked him. So the comp track discussion, I think we're using Richmond, New Hampshire, and Martinsville. Brad's correct. Got some really good NLD speeds. I think all of them are in the top 10 except for Martinsville Spring, and that was 12th. So the speed is there. The finishes are not, but the speed is there. So, Zach, what is your observation? Why do you think Brad is only 14th in the power rankings?
Because he was dog shit in 22 at Phoenix.
That's 28th. Correct.
28th and 30th in NLD speed. So okay. that's gonna bring him down a lot. Yeah. So the fact that he's 15 after having those two terrible ones makes me like your bet.
Okay, so I see that. So like you're telling me if you had just used the data from 23 in the model, he might be 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there.
Correct. Yeah. And also, okay, like, you know how we, you know, I always say look at the number there too. That really doesn't factor on him because it's a pretty gap between 10th and 14th on the metric number. But yeah, I mean, if you throw out 22, he's probably gonna. Here, I'll do it for you real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see. So I'm gonna talk about my next
experimentation. Go ahead.
Should I keep talking about my next bet while you do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So just cut me off whenever, or we can talk about it after I'm done. This matchup was sent by Ryan Stevens, win the race, and it caught my eye. And I'm not a FanDuel guy, especially after the bullshit they pulled at Daytona. However, this matchup and these odds were only available on FanDuel. I don't even know if they're still available. But he sent the screenshot, and I'm like, deposit, because that's getting smoked. It is Christopher Bell minus 102 versus Kyle Busch. And this is Christopher Bell, we all know, short, flat track guy, yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's minus 112 apiece now at FanDuel. I'd still take it. So Christopher Bell is a short, flat track guy.
Oh, we lost you. You're muted. You're muted. Oh, you're good. Try now.
Got me. This fucking hotel bullshit. My mic stand is once again in the drawer. So my knee keeps hitting the stand. And anyway, we'll be back to regular.
You should make an invention for that. Sell it.
Should, dude. I should just get the one that you just tripoded on the table. I'm just a fucking idiot.
I'm old. I'm not aware of all the cool tools they have.
Yeah, I meant to say this at the end, but I'm going to forget. So I will not be on the pod next week because it's Players Week and I work like 85 hours plus. So I will not be on the pod. You guys should think about getting a guest, or you can just run it, you two. I don't give a fuck what you do, but I won't be on the pod. But we'll be back in the same hotel room 2 weeks from now, back in DC to record the pod. So I might have to just buy one of those stands. Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch. In the four Phoenix races we've had in Gen 7, Christopher Bell has a better NLD speed in every single one of them except for one. So that's 3 out of 4. Overall in those races, Christopher Bell has a, you know, if you average them all together, Christopher Bell has a better average running position, driver rating, laps led, fast laps. Literally every single stat Christopher Bell is better than Kyle in, and average, when you average them all together, except for finishes, which is obviously how we are scored, and if we win or lose money, it's based on the finish, which is a travesty. Well, that's how it goes. It's not a travesty. But in order, when you use previous data to predict future outcomes, you can't just look at the finish. It's like when I just talked about Brad Keselowski, had way better cars than finishing 18th and 26th or whatever the hell else he finished, last car in the lead lap. Christopher Bell has Kyle Busch dog walked in every single stat except for finishes. I think Bell's 9th in the model, which I was a little surprised by, but he just doesn't have the, well, we don't use finishes around here, my dumbass. Kyle Busch is 15th. I don't remember if I said that, but that's about the accurate depiction of where I think Kyle Busch is going to run. We saw him defaultly get put on the pole at Richmond last year and sank like a, you know, Michael Phelps with his concrete shoes wrapped around his ankles. I don't know where I was going with that. He sank like a rock. It's terrible. And I just think that we're going to see more of that. And I think Bell should be at least minus 130, minus 125, the favorite here. So I bet that it's essentially just even money. Like, I'm not a big, first of all, I'm terrible at legal matchups to begin with. Definitely retired from shit boxes, but this is more of a anti Kyle Busch play plus a numbers play minus 102. So I put some shekels on it. Zach, you got the Keselowski numbers?
Yeah, he goes all the way up to 9th if you remove 2022.
All right, makes me feel better. I like that. Okay. Feels good.
On your Busch Bell bet, you're probably just one of them's gonna have a pit road issue.
Oh no! Talk to me.
They just both.
You got numbers?
I mean,
are you still doing pit rankings?
Yeah, I posted them. I mean, it's only one race of data, because at Daytona and Atlanta, you're just waiting on gas. That's all that matters. Right. I want to know who can fire off the fastest stops. And then let me see. Let's see if they're past. I'll let
you know. Dude, did you see that stop by Hamlin last week? 8.8 seconds.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Come on, open up here.
I'm looking at the rankings. Kyle Busch is
24th.
Christopher Bell 26th.
Here, I'll talk about the pit stuff because it's interesting. So Denny, again, from Denny's podcast, he basically said, if you have sucky guys, you're done. It sucks. There's nothing you can do about it because all the good guys are tied up in long contracts. He said, you just got to either figure out what you got or get some new guys. And then the other interesting thing he said is, like, his team still practice at JGR. So they get, like, no time to practice.
Mm.
And he said it was going to be till June until it's ready at his new place, his new, what is it, Airspeed or whatever. So he basically said, like, Reddick and Bubba, you're screwed until then, until they can start getting more. And then Kyle Busch has new members this week on his pick crew. I checked the rosters. And then he also said the most important positions are Jack and the tire carriers. I mean, not tire carrier, tire changers. He said the tire carrier and the fueler kind of, you know, he wasn't saying they don't matter. He was just saying the jack and the tire changers matter the most. And he said they're all, the best ones are locked up. There's nothing you can do. They're trying to fix it, but it's problem after problem.
It seems a little self-explanatory, but with this one lug, if you don't have a good tire changer, you are fucked, and you better hit that jack just right, and you better get that thing up in the air on one pump or else you're toast. I mean, we saw how much it affected Allgaier, that's not the single lug, but pit stops in general, and we've seen it time and time again where bad, shitty pit crews will fuck a driver, Ryan Blaney, and it just, you know, it's nice that Zach does this. I would say that it's going to take a lot to have a pit crew decide a bet for me. However, you know, we get 10, 15 races into this thing and Christopher Bell's pit crew is still fucking 24th on the list. Okay. Then, you know, we're not at a super speedway. We're at a road course or short track where it really fucking matters. Yes. I might be persuaded there.
Different tracks, track position matters more. So,
yep.
Right now, I'm not using any of the pit road data in the model yet, but once I get a couple more races, I will. And it's a factor of different weeks, you know. Like if we're at Daytona, it's going to be a zero at the super speed race.
Right.
At a hard to pass short track where you can't pass, it's going to be up there and it's going to matter. So they both had penalties last week, Bell and Busch, both on the driver. So that could have been speeding, or I think Kyle's was actually pitting out of the box. I put that on
it
him.
Was. Yep. I don't remember Bell's. What happened to Bell?
I got to look at the actual racing reference.
It doesn't really matter, but that's probably why he's 24th or whatever.
Yeah, because, again, I look at a lot. I'm looking at the average four tire. I'm looking pit box time, the time they spend on pit road. So, like, I have driver categories and crew categories. And then I have driver penalties and crew penalties. So, like, I can kind of – because penalties matter, man. You can't mess up.
Absolutely.
So, Bell was speeding on pit road on lap 10.
Oh, good. Oh, that's so good. Well, it didn't really matter for him, but I get
it. And you know what, though? That probably doesn't even matter because that's when he blew his tire. So, he's probably speeding to
make it. Oh, that's right. Sure. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Let's get into Grid Rival. What do we think? How are we feeling? I think it's about time. I think we covered some ground here. I think we laid out some good stuff. Not going to be our longest episode ever, but I think Rory, yeah, he's yawning over there. He hadn't said a word in about 15 minutes. So it's the nature of laying coins. Sometimes you're going to get episodes like this. Sorry, not sorry.
I had the perfect thumbnail, but we'll save it for another one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't care. You're the mastermind.
No, it's not going to work. Like, I need to be yelling at Rory for it to work. And you haven't yelled at him.
I haven't yelled at him. Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. It's not going to work.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So we'll save it for later.
He hasn't given me the opportunity to say shut the fuck up. So,
right, well, dude, he looks white as a ghost, man. You can tell he's down and out.
I mean, he's been muted for 10 minutes. I mean, yeah, he's not doing good. All right. Let's do some rapid fire. Doesn't have to be as quick as last week, but we'll do a little grid rival. Zach, we'll start with you here. Kyle Larson and Tyler Red Dog Reddick.
Larson.
It's tough not to take Larson here, but can I persuade you in a little fade the public / Reddick might be actually pretty good this week?
I don't think Reddick's going to be that good this week.
Fair enough.
I just don't think he's going to be as good as Larson, Byron, Blaney, Chastain, and Hamlin.
We know we're getting Larson.
Yeah.
Larson.
It's just not a fair matchup. It's like you're taking a guy that's up here and putting him against a guy that's like more. You're taking a guy that's going to go 1-4 versus a guy that's going to go 7-12. How about that?
Yeah, fair. All right, that's with a very rare possibility he's in the top three. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm with you. What number would Reddick have to be at for you to bet him? 2-1 over Larson? Would you bet him at 2-1?
Not here. Nah.
3-1.
I think Larson's going to probably like 4-1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Again, but I'm not like, I hate head-to-heads. It's not my
No. I get it. I was just curious, like, how much of an underdog you really thought he was here, which I get. I'm not disagreeing with it.
And absolutely. It's not because I think he sucks here. It's more I think Larson and Byron are just.
Yeah, they're that good.
Larson, Byron, and Blaney here are so good. So good.
Yep. I agree. The average running position finishes the whole nine. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if it's spring or fall. Like, those three are always up front.
All right. Roy's on Larson. Shocker. Truex and Gibbs. So I think that I know that Truex has been really good here in the past. He's sixth in the model. Ty Gibbs is like 18th. However, obviously you guys know the reasoning why those two guys, they're on Ty Gibbs 40-1. He's got the potential at JGR. He's got a year and a half of experience. He could be pretty good. And Denny and Truex have both run exceptionally well here over the years in their careers. I think I got to trust the model here and go Truex. Rory?
Truex.
I'm going to pick Truex, but just a little interesting. I wonder if GridVival will put that up because I don't know if you saw Gibbs and Truex. Gibbs on the radio was not too happy with Truex this week.
No, what happened? Fill me in.
I'm done racing him. It was on Radioactive. Yeah, Gibbs was not happy with Truex. So,
well, he's not happy with fucking anybody. Logano, Truex.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if he's not really happy with Logano. It's more the other way around.
Yeah,
right now.
Once he embraces, like, he's the Yankees. You know what I mean? Back in the day when the Yankees win all the time, and he's Joe Gibbs. He's going to have the best car. He's going to have the best crew. He's going to be one of the best drivers. If he would embrace like the evil empire, bad guy, that would be awesome.
I couldn't agree more. And that's what I love about what Denny's doing right now.
Oh yeah.
Like
I love it.
Everybody versus Denny. I love it. I love every second of it. And I think Ty Gibbs has the opportunity. I don't think he's got the personality. I don't think he's got the balls. But I agree. His popularity would just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. All right. Roars, Truex. Blaney and Chastain, Zach, shoot.
Flip a coin. I mean, Blaney by
a very. Wow, so you think Chastain's going to be pretty decent?
Yeah, Blaney by a very little bit.
So talk to me about something other. Zach, talk to me about something other than him winning the fall race last year. You got anything? I kind of just put you on the spot here.
His NLD speeds are 8.89 in first. Now Blaney's kind of the opposite. Blaney's second, 8.7. So in 22, Blaney was better, but in 23, Ross was better.
Ross also has finishes of second, third, and first in three of the last four.
Yeah, so and Blaney has like 3 seconds in a row.
Yeah, he does, with a fourth before that.
Flip a coin, man. Blaney by a little if we're going to pick it, but other than that, nothing.
Roars, Chastain.
Melon boy. I like him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I got to roll with Zach here. I got to take Blaney. I mean, I can't bet against 3 seconds in a row. You're just not going to do that. That's like Harvick territory. Denny Hamlin.
It's a toss up. I'm just.
No, I think it is.
Just going whatever. Sure. That's a public play. I think right there you can just play the opposite. And I would imagine most people are going to be on Blaney.
Probably, as well as Larson and probably Truex too. But all right, Roars, we'll let you shoot on this one. Denny Hamlin and NASCAR's fixed.
Hamlin.
You know, I think I'm on Hamlin too.
NASCAR's fixed can't fucking drive no more.
Yeah, Hamlin's doesn't have as good NLD speed as I thought he did, but I mean 10th, 14th, 5th, 9th, and the 5th and the 9th coming last year. Pretty decent. Comp tracks. Old Hamlin, you know, best at Martinsville 2, 6th at New Hampshire, 7th at Martinsville 1, 2nd at Richmond 1. Average running position on comps. Denny's 2nd, actually. Wow. Denny's actually ahead of Larson. That's crazy. And Chase Elliott's 11th. So I think I'm probably going to go Hamlin 2 here. And Chase Elliott hasn't done jack fucking shit for anybody the last 14 months. So, Zach?
Fifth versus 12th in my model. So we're going to go definitely with Hamlin.
No brainer.
Gap. Yeah.
Do you have I know you're not a matchup guy. I feel like I've been trying to talk you into betting anything other than outrights, but is there a number that you're like, all right, if it's 10 spots, we're betting the guy. We're betting this matchup. I mean, if it's 12 spots, we're betting this matchup.
I tried that and it doesn't work.
Yeah, okay.
But I think like I just don't, because matchups can come down to this. As you learned last week, matchups can come down to the stupidest shit. Like, hey, the guy behind me paid me $100,000. His logo's on the hood and he wants to see it on TV. So we're gonna run long and you're gonna lose your bet. So that's why head to heads don't appeal to me. Like qualifying head to heads,
I understand.
It's one lap, you know what I mean? But the whole race, a lot of shit can happen. So that it just doesn't appeal to me. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. No, I get it.
I suck at it. It's just not my thing.
I get it.
I like to win money, so I focus where I can, where I'm good.
Do what you're good at. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Bill Byron versus C. Bell. I'm going Bill Byron. I don't think
Bill Byron.
I mean, we talked well about Bell, but I don't think
either of us.
Yeah. We're all we fucking picked him to win. Come on. All right, boys. Well, let's go, Byron. We got, what's the schedule for this week, Zach? We're practicing qualifying Saturday. We don't have Xfinity and ARCA are going Friday.
No, Friday is the long one practice session.
Oh,
since they have the new tires, the new package, they have like what, the 50 minute practice, and that's on Friday, and the ARCA stuff's on Friday, and then Saturday is qualifying for Cup, the Xfinity practice and qualifying, and then the Xfinity race, which I hate this.
I was going to say, we might get uber fucked on odds this weekend if these books don't pay attention.
Well, I'm not going to be able to fucked. I was going to try to do that starting lineup video every week this year, but like if you qualify on Saturday and it's not till the afternoon, and then the Xfinity race is on right after it.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're not doing it until 10 o'clock at night.
And I'm trying to do some DFS stuff this year. So, like, I think that's going to be dead, that starting lineup video. Because it was just for fun.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of editing and shit.
Yeah, and like, again, it was just for fun. I'm going to have to call it. Again, if there's qualifying on Friday and the race is on Sunday, yes, I can do it.
Sure. When
there's qualifying on Saturday and then a race and then Sunday's the race, it's just not going to happen, I don't think.
Yeah, it's tough. Did you see the little snippet of the JGR president? I can't remember his name. Dave Alpern, maybe? Anyway, he said that JGR doesn't they used to not spend money on anything that doesn't make them go fast. So this is your version of, does this help anything about us winning money?
Yeah.
Kind of. But it's definitely bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, like last week I was sick. There was no way in hell I was doing it. But like, yeah. I look at the schedule this week and I'm like, okay, so I can start working on it after the Xfinity race when I really want to be building DFS lineups and playing around. So probably not going to happen.
All right.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed them. It's you, it's a good, it's a great spot to find the best number on the guy that you want to bet. So
I just liked having the current paint scheme too, because like, they change them so much.
Yeah, dude. Gregson's on number four paint scheme, and it's Danica Patrick 2.0 Surf Pro. So
it looks sweet, though. I gotta admit, I like
I agree. I wish the Surf Pro logo was bigger, but yeah, I like the colors.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Rory, we're not going to hold you up any longer. I'm going to edit this, get it up. It's 10:50 local time, so give me an hour. We'll have it up. And big on Billy B. Big on B. Jones, top fiver, and Gator, top fiver. So appreciate you guys for listening. Go join the Discord. It's on all of our profiles. We'll be open for business if you guys want to, you know, join as a what are we calling it? Premium member or join as a member?
I'm not a member, whatever. Wolfpack member. How about that?
Yeah, Wolfpack member. It's free to join the Discord. We've got some things. You know, my bets are free. Rory's bets are free. But all the nitty gritty that you want to use to build your own stuff, you got to pay for. So go join it. You can play around with it. You know, look around before you buy, but that's where you'll find a lot of our good shit. So, well, Zach's good shit, and then my bets and Rory's bets. So appreciate you guys. Beer don't. Rory, feel better, buddy. And let's cash some tickets this weekend. What do you think about it?
Beer don't.
Beer don't.